Well, hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name is Ivan Emke with you for the next 60 minutes of music from the Celtic world and elsewhere. And we're starting off with the Simon Tumere Three, or Simon Tumere Tree, as you might say here in Flint. This is a track called John's Got School Tomorrow, because today we're focusing on back to school. It's the back to school edition. Show number 47. I'll tell you a bit more about Simon Tumere in just a minute. Back to John's Got School Tomorrow. And he heads off right into the next song without really taking a moment. But that is the Simon Tumere Tree, or the Simon Tumere Three. And it's a trio that does a lot of Celtic and jazz music. Simon himself was concertina virtuoso. He's from French origins, although he lives in Scotland. And he's the founder of Foot Stompin' Records, if you've ever listened to them from Edinburgh area. He's also been in a couple of other bands, Hands Up for Trad and so on. He won the BBC Radio 2 Young Tradition Award in 1989. He had joined the Boys Brigade as a Highland Piper when he was 9 years old. Well, you know, when you're in Scotland, I guess you do that at nine. When he was 12, he got his first concertina. He really wanted a mandolin, but his dad got him a concertina instead. So if he had the mandolin, he might have been just a crack mandolin player at this point. But anyway, he was practicing his concertina in his house one day, and the performer for the Scottish group Silly Wizard, fine group, walked by and actually heard him through the window. And so she immediately introduced him to Alistair Anderson, as a great Northumberland concertina player, and he got this award and so on, and he was just 19 years old at the time. So he's recorded a number of CDs with this trio. You are listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, coming to you from Bay of Islands Radio, right here in the heart of Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, 100.1 FM, or www.boire.ca, and various other stations and media throughout the internet. Yes, today we're talking about Back to School Edition. It is clear that school has begun again, no question. You can't stop that fact happening. So we'll just celebrate it, I suppose, and we'll One of the things that I remember when school would start when I was a kid was that, you know, you had to get up, not that you had to get up earlier, but you had to get up and sit in a classroom like by 9 o'clock in the morning. And after the whole summer on the farm, when you were just running around wild, the idea of sitting at 9 o'clock in the morning just did not appeal to me. So this next song is sort of about that. It's called Rise When the Rooster Crows, this idea that, well, you have to get up when the roosters crow because you have to have some playing in or some chores done before you get to school. This is Norman Nancy Blake. Norman was born in Tennessee, grew up in Alabama, listened to old-time country music, people like Carter Family and Skillet Liquors, Roy Acuff, and so on. Learned guitar when he was 11 or 12, something like that, mandolin, dobro, fiddle, and so on. When he was 16, he dropped out of school to play music, to tour. So there you go. If you've got a kid who's, you know, 16 and they're grumbling about school and they're just a great guitar player, maybe you should let them drop out of school. You know, he was in a bunch of bands. He was a studio musician for a decade in Nashville, played with people like Bob Dylan and so on. He toured with Johnny Cash off and on for 30 years or so. Went solo in 1972. He met Nancy Short, who was a cellist. And long story short, they married. They have had a duo ever since, living in the same farmhouse down the road from where he grew up. So that's the story of Norman. And so the track we're going to play here is for school. Those who complain about getting up, Rise When the Rooster Crows.
If the golden shoes that you're so much about wore down here, you'd soon wear them out. Take them up yonder, put on your robe, put on your golden shoes, and you rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm a-going back south with the sunshine's hot way down where the sugar cane grows. Let old Satan try to fool you. The gate'll get closed, you can't get through. With your long white robe, white socks too, gonna put on your golden shoes, and you rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, way down where the sugar cane grows. Gabriel comes for to blow his horn. Better pull back if you can't go on. Prepare yourself for the judgment day, cause you can't take money and buy your way. And rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, way down where the sugar cane grows. Cider all the fall. Oh, says I'm going to that ball where the ducks chew tobacco, the goose drinks wine, and the old hen cackles, and the rooster keeps the time. And you rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, way down where the sugar cane grows. Do when the women's all dead, stand in the corner with a hung down head. If I had to marry, I wouldn't marry for riches, I'd marry a big fat gal that couldn't wear my britches. And the rise when the rooster crows. Rise when the rooster crows. I'm going back south where the sun shines hot, way down where the sugar cane grows.
Plus the unmistakable clear guitar playing, or stylings, I guess, we could say, if we want to use that sort of language, of Norman Blake, along with Nancy Blake on the cello. The Rise When the Rooster Crows, we're thinking about rising early and going to school. So we're heading up next. This is Kate and Anna McGarrigle from, it was a compilation, basically. It was something called the McGarrigle Hour, and this is a track called School Days, which is actually written by Loudon Wainwright. It was his first song on his first album, and it's, he says it's about the hubris of adolescence, but who, you know, You can decide yourself. But Kate and Anna are well-known songwriters, singers from Quebec. I performed up until Kate unfortunately died in around 2010, something like that. They were born in Montreal, mixed Irish and French-Canadian background, and they lived their childhood in the Laurentian Mountains in the village of Saint-Sauveur-du-Mont. And in the 1960s, they began performing in Montreal and writing their own songs. They had a folk group, Mountain City Four. But their songs have really been covered by a lot of artists, and they've performed both English and French, like members of the Order of Canada, and all kinds of other awards, Lifetime Achievement Awards, and so on. One little thing here, their debut album, which came out in 1976, just named Kate and Anna McGarrigle, it's rated by many people as being possibly the best debut album of any group in Canada. So there you should listen to it just to see if you can find out. But anyway, here they're doing something really relates to our theme. It's called School Days. That's Kate and Anna McGarrigle along with some friends there, and that is a track called School Days, which we're focusing on today on Roots and Branches and Beyond. And you could be listening at Voice of Bon Bay, which is CHBB 95.9 FM in Norris Point or 98.1 in Rocky Harbour. And thanks for joining us today. Next up, we have, you know, one thing you learn in school is the alphabet, obviously. That's an important piece. And so there are quite a few songs. I wouldn't say how many, but there's a lot of songs that are basically teaching the alphabet from the point of view of a particular occupation. So whether you're you know, a farmer or a sailor or a skydiver, well, I don't know if there's any of those. But anyway, this is one that's a shanty boy's alphabet. So people who work in the woods would then sing this song. And I don't know much about the guy who's singing it at all. It's an archival ethnographic recording, so it's a bit scratchy and so on. A guy called Sam Campbell. I really know nothing. I tried to look on the internet, but Sam lived before there was the internet, so he's not there. But it doesn't demean him in any way, because it's just that my search is incomplete. I'm just not good at it. But anyway, he's singing the Shanty Boys alphabet. A is for axes, as all of you know. B is for boys who can use them also, you know. And the chorus is, so merry, so merry, so merry are we. No mortals on earth are as happy as we. And so it's an old song. It's dated back to at least 1904, possibly earlier. That's when it first kind of appeared in print. And Sam recorded this on his first album and the first album of a label called Lumber. I don't think that they lasted very long, but it was Lumber 01 is the number of the record that he recorded it on. So it's a way to learn the alphabet, and it's a way to learn about the life of shanty boys. This is Sam Campbell.
A is for axe that cutteth the pine. B for the jolly boys never behind. C for the cutting we early begin. And D for the danger we oft times are in. And it's merrily merry, so merry are we. No mortal on earth is more happy than we. And it's hi dearie ho dearie hi dearie down. Give the shanty boy whiskey and his head will go round. E is the echo that makes the woods ring. F is the formal ahead of our gang. G is the grindstone we grind our axe on. And H is the handle so smoothly worn. And it's merrily merry, so merry are we. No mortal on earth is more happy than we. And it's hi dearie ho dearie hi dearie down. Give the shanty boy whiskey and his head will go round. I is the iron that marketh the pine. J for the jolly boys never behind. K is the keen edge on our axes we keep. And L for the lice that keep us from sleep. And it's merrily merry, so merry are we. No mortal on earth is more happy than we. And it's hi dearie ho dearie hi dearie down. Oh, the shanty boy welcomes when nothing goes wrong. M is the moss we stick to our camps. N is the needle we sew up our pants. O is the owl that hoots in the night. And P for the tall pines we always fall right. And it's merrily merry, so merry are we. No mortal on earth is more happy than we. Then it's hi dearie ho dearie hi dearie down. Give the shanty boy whiskey and his head will go round. Q is the quarrels we never allow. R is the rivers our logs they do plow. S is the sleigh so stout and so strong. And T for the teams that haul them along. And it's merrily merry, so merry are we. No mortal on earth is more happy than we. And it's hi dearie ho dearie hi dearie down. Oh, the shanty boy welcomes when nothing goes wrong. U is the use we put our teams to. V is the valleys we force our roads through. W the woods we leave in the spring. Of the other three letters I don't think I'll sing.
The other three letters, I don't think I'll sing. Yes, that's Sam Campbell, and that's the Shanty Boys alphabet, reminding us that the alphabet is so important to learn, but you can learn it in kind of fun ways by singing a song about a particular kind of occupation. One of the most famous, I suppose, songs about teaching is from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children. You've probably tried to sing it around a campfire, maybe even this summer, and tried to remember at least a verse or two, maybe a few lines at least. But Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young are a vocal folk rock supergroup that was also Crosby, Stills & Nash, and then it was, I think, Crosby & Nash. I don't know. Sometimes it was three of them, sometimes two of them. They're very intricate vocal harmonies, but very tumultuous interpersonal relationships. But they've had a lasting influence on the U.S. Music and culture. And they all were with other bands before they came together, with the Byrds, the Hollies, Buffalo Springfield. They got together in the late 1960s. Their first album, which was just Crosby, Stills, and Nash, was released in May of 1969. Almost immediately, they got Neil Young to join. And their second gig as Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, their second gig was in August of 1969. It was at the Woodstock Festival. I mean, that was, they said they were really scared. I mean, I won't use the term that they used for how scared they were. But that was the second time they worked together as a quartet. And it was this huge festival, which you can see them on the famous footage of Woodstock, and they did a great job. Their first album then hit the with Young hit the stores in 1970, and it included this song "Teach Your Children" and a bunch of other hits. Well, there was a lot of internal tension. They kept firing each other and saying they would, or saying they would anyways, and they had solo careers of one sort or another as well to tend to. But they're the first band to have all of their members inducted into the Hall of Fame twice, the Music Hall of Fame. And they did record, or no, they didn't record, they played together somewhere around about 5 years ago was the last time they all four of them played together. But they've left the door open, and they've said, yeah, we might go on tour again sometime. So it's not like that they don't really get along. It's more like they're a bit slightly dysfunctional family kind of sort of thing. But they make some great music, and so that's what we're going to listen to now. This is Teach Your Children, and this is Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young.
You, who are on the road, must have a code that you can live by, and so become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh, and know they of tender years. Can't know the fears that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die. Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by, and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry, so just look at them and sigh.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and that is, of course, Teach Your Children. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and you could be listening at Radio Blanc-Sablanc in CFBS in either in Blanc-Sablanc, which is 89.9 FM, or in Middle Bay or Riviera St. Paul, 93.1 FM. Thanks for joining us. Next up, we have, this is Rick Fielding, and he's singing a song called Off to School No More, and it's about this feeling that you're just tired of school, you've had enough of it, you know enough, your brain's full, and maybe you just want to go off to school no more. And so I'll just, I won't do a spoiler alert here, I won't tell you how it ends, but it might not end the way you think it might, or maybe it does, who knows. But Rick Fielding was did a lot of country and blues and bluegrass and so on, loved playing and teaching, talking about music. He grew up in Montreal in the 1960s in a musical family, and he was influenced by the blues like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee and Lead Belly and Woody Guthrie, those people. He moved to Toronto in the late 60s, and he became a fixture on the Toronto Folk Festival and club scene. He was a founder of one of Toronto's first probably bluegrass groups called the Gangrene Boys. Lovely name there. He toured extensively through Canada and the U.S. He was a solo performer. And he hosted on CIUT Radio in Toronto, acoustic workshop for many years, well known for that. Played guitar, dobro, banjo, mandolin, auto harp, and so on. Unfortunately, he passed away in 2004. But this is from a CD that he made called Acoustic Workshop with many of his great friends from Toronto. And a song that he wrote as well. This is called Off to School No More.
When first I was sent off to nursery school, how well I remember that day. I clawed and I grabbed at my mother's hand, still she pulled away. And once behind those awful brick walls, to a young lad who wasn't yet four, well, I made up my mind to leave learning behind and go off to school no more. For I didn't like blocks and that dumb finger paint, and I hated that damn plasticine. And cooped up inside on a fine summer's day seemed to me nothing short of obscene. And wrapped in a parka with mittens and scarf, when Montreal's cold winds did blow, I'd rather been dead than to leave my warm bed and go off to school once more. But the years passed on by and I didn't die, though I made precious use of my brain. It was Dick Cheney and Spot and a load of old rot till I thought it would drive me insane. I learned all the names of the rivers in Spain and the exports of Ecuador. What a load of old shite, so I figured I might as well go off to school no more. One day whilst avoiding an algebra class, I passed through a bad part of town. Near an old garbage pail came the stench of strong ale and an ungodly magical sound. Then a voice it did shout, here's another dropout, come here lad and try this D chord. Next the pawn shop I went and my money I spent, now I'll go off to school no more. My fingers all bled and I've filled up my head with the mysteries of A, D, and G. Till all that was left was the dreaded chord F. How I wished I was back on the C. C. I learned about Guthrie and Lomax and Child, read Sing Out and studied folklore. McCall, Lloyd, and Seeger found no one more eager to go off to school no more. One night I spent with the fair Angeline, and her dulcimer sweetly did ring. But she lifted me tuner, me cake for me picks, then fled with me last set of strings. My songs she did find them and gave to Paul Simon, who promptly all them did record. Now I face the cold night without one copyright. I must go off to school once more. I flat-picked and finger-picked, scrubs-picked and frailed, till my fingers was battered and bent. Bad company I've kept, worst places I've slept, with often no money for rent. And when I'd apply at the labor exchange, they said we've employment galore, but we don't give out jobs to ignorant yobs. You must go back to night school for sure. Oh, a folk singer's life is a dangerous one, full of hardships and traps. Should you wear cowboy boots or find your Celtic roots or buy a Greek fisherman's cap? If you get on the net, will you get your feet wet? Be commercial or pure to the core? How I wish I had passed that algebra class when I went off to school before. So if you would not lead the life that I've led, a rambler from town to town. No fancy sports car, no Laskin guitar, and letting your poor mother down. Heed what I say, do your homework each day. Folk songs you must learn to ignore. Don't sing about whalers or cross-dressing sailors, but go off to school once more. Don't sing about whalers or cross-dressing sailors, but go off to school once more.
So there's a song that sort of ends in a different way than it begins, and that was Rick Fielding. It's Off to School No More, but he's ending by saying, well, you need to go to school, especially off to night school once more. Yes, and we're talking about coming back to school. It's a time when in the season when we sort of revamp ourselves. And even if you don't have kids in school or you're not connected to school, you can't escape the back-to-school sales and all that kind of hoopla that takes place. So I'm sure that even if you're living in the woods somewhere, you're probably aware that that's the time of the year that we're in right now. And speaking of school, you might be listening on CHMR, which is Mun Radio, 93.5 in St. John's, Newfoundland. And thanks for joining me today. Next up, we have the Chieftains. They're a traditional Irish band. I've played them before, I'm sure, on this show. They were formed in Dublin in 1963. One of the people who formed them, there are three guys. Paddy Maloney is still with them now, 55 years later. And their sound is almost entirely instrumental, although they've had vocalists over the years. But they're very traditional in the sense that a vocalist doesn't necessarily sing when the instruments are playing. The vocalist sings a cappella, or Sean Nose style, or whatever, and then the instruments play without vocalists. But anyway, that's more of the tradition, which we've sort of lost. But they're largely built around instrumentals, and they've become synonymous with traditional Irish music. They've recorded throughout the 60s, 70s, 80s, right up till today. They continue to record. They've collaborated with just about everybody. If you're a musician at all, you've probably collaborated with the Chieftains at least once or twice. They won a half a dozen Grammys and Lifetime Achievement Awards and so on. The Irish government has given them, I don't know, the key to the country, basically, because they're considered Ireland's musical ambassadors. They celebrated their 50th anniversary in 2012. 2013, with their the release of this, something I'm playing from this CD called Voice of Ages, which is a bunch of people that they collaborated with from the United States. They had people like the Carolina Chocolate Drops, Bon Iver, Civil Wars, Punch Brothers, Decemberists. The one that we'll listen to is something called School Days Over, which is a well-traveled song a lot of people have done from the UK and that region. And this is with a group called The Low Anthem. And they actually then toured this summer North America. They've been touring. It's their 55th year of being a band. So I don't know where the Rolling Stones are, but they're pretty close. I don't know. They're sort of back and forth. So this is from the Chieftains, something called School Days Over.
Time you were working down. handling pick and shovel, start at the pits today. Time you were learning the collier's job, earning the collier's pay.
Well, a nice, thoughtful ending there to that song. That's School Days Over, a Ewan McCall song that was done by the Chieftains and the Low Anthem and a number of other people from their CD called Voice of Ages. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond here on Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM or www.boire.ca, right here from the heart of Cornerbrook in Newfoundland. And we're listening to music about school. So next up, we have John Kirkpatrick, born in Chiswick West the UK. Family gatherings always had a lot of hearty sing-alongs for him. He was in school choirs, church choirs, played recorder and piano and so on. He joined the Hammersmith Morris Men in their second week of life back in 1959, and he didn't look back. There he got attracted to the sound of the Morris music, and he took up the melodeon and the button accordion and the Anglo concertina, and he just went on to become one of the most prolific figures in the English folk scene. He's been a member of... oh, how many bands? Albion Country Band. He's been a member of Magic Lantern, Richard Thompson Band, Umps and Dumps, Steel Ice Band, Brass Monkey, Trans-European Diatonica, the Band of Hope, and a bunch of Kaylee bands and so on. He's got, he did a lot of work in theater, so he's contributed to 60 plays, both theater plays and radio plays, contributed the music. And he's played on over 200 recordings of other people and so on. He's got about 8 solo albums out as well. And this is one which includes a song called Go to a Little More School. And it's part of a tradition where it's from one of the child ballads, an old series of ballads which are still being sung today. And it's where a woman meets a man, a young woman meets a young man, and the young man thinks he's so smart, you know, and he's going to fool this woman into intimate relationship with him and so on. And she tricks him in a way because she's much smarter than him. And it's an interesting kind of a theme. And there's some great Newfoundland tunes or songs about that as well. Rabbits in a Basket from the first Figgy Duff album is an example of that. So basically she's saying, if you want to have any chance at all, you're going to have to go to school a little bit more to catch up to me. This is John Kirkpatrick.
Summer's morn, all in the month of May, sir, I beheld a handsome maid making of the hay, sir, for the riddle day. So I I boldly stepped right up to her, and I asked to lay her down, sir. And the answer that she gave me was, the dew is on the ground, sir, for the riddle day. Oh, wait till we get to me father's hall, where you may lay me down, sir, and you can have me maidenhead on the bed of down, sir, for the riddle day. When we came to her father's hall, which was walled in all round, sir, she jumped in and she locked that door, and she locked that young man out, sir, for the riddle day. Oh, when you met with me this morn, you did not meet with a fool, sir, so tuck your Bible under your arm and go to a little more school, sir, for the riddle day. When you meet with a handsome maid a little above the town, sir, don't you mind the squalling nor the rumpling of the gown, sir, for the riddle day. Oh, there is a cock in me father's yard, and it will not tread the hen, sir, and I believe with all my heart you are one of them, sir, for the riddle day. And there is a flower in me father's garden called the marigold, sir, and if you did not when you might, you shall not when you would, sir, for the riddle day.
Ending with a flourish, that is John Kirkpatrick. A song there called Go to a Little More School, from a CD called One Man and His Box, and you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening at Caper Radio, which is in Sydney, Quebreton, CJBU 107.3 FM from the CBU campus, and welcome. Glad you could join us. You can also listen to the show on SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud and look for a search Roots and Branches and Beyond or any of those words or my name, Ivan Emke, and you can find them. And all the shows are archived there as well. If you want to contact me, you can email me at ivan@boire.ca, B-O-I-R.ca. And yes, I know that means drink in French, but it means Bay of Islands Radio in English. So next up we have... this is related to, you know, when I go to school grounds, various places, and I don't want to sort of start get preachy here or whatever. I remember, because I went to a one-room schoolhouse, okay, you know, I'm not old, and it was out in the countryside, and we just spent a lot of time in nature, outside and so on. And we played in all kinds of things which would be considered to be very dangerous today. I have no idea how we survived. But when I look at schoolyards these days, and I see more and more, and when my kids were in school, like, I know there are some places to play, but they were less and less interesting. And then I was at some conference with some people who were talking about these were our, people who did a lot of work in terms of yards, landscaping, and so on and so forth, talking about the difficulty of trying to create a playground for children at a school that would be interesting and natural. And can you believe the amount of paperwork you have to do to put a log in the middle of a field so the kids can play on it? It's just crazy, because, you know. So it made me think of this song from Cat Stevens, Where Do the Children Play? I know, it's a bit of a stretch, but for some reason it did, because I thought, well, you know, one of the big things about school I found was recess, right? And lunch hour. And so it was important to have really interesting places to play. Anyway, Cat Stevens, as you know, is Yusuf Islam. He was born Stephen Dimitri Giorgio, but he changed his name to Cat Stevens because his girlfriend at the time told him his eyes looked like a cat, and he knew that Americans were crazy about animals, so it might be good to have Cat there. And he also said he couldn't really imagine somebody going into a record store saying, I want that latest Stephen Dimitri Giorgio album. Like, I wouldn't remember those three words at all. He came out with his debut album in 1967. Reached the top 10. T for the Tiller Man, Teaser and the Firecat in the early 70s, Catch Bullet 4, they're all high in the charts. In 1977, he had a spiritual turn, converted to Islam, had a reawakening, adopted a new name. In 1979, he auctioned off all his guitars and gave it money away to charity. But a few decades later, in 2006, he rejoined pop music, released his first album called An Other Cup, under the name of Yusef. So he's back. But this is, there's some classic kind of sounds. When you hear his old stuff, you can tell his voice. It's just, and his music, it just immediately says Cat Stevens. And if you've ever seen a great old movie called Harold and Maude, it's a really quirky, fun movie, all about death and life. It has Cat Stevens' soundtrack. It's great. This is Where Do the Children Play?
It's fine building jumbo planes or taking a ride on a cosmic train. Switch on summer from a slot machine. Just get what you want to if you want, as you can get anything. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play? Well, you roll on roads over fresh green grass for your lorry loads pumping petrol gas, and you make them long and you make them tough, but they just go on and on, and it seems that you can't get off. I know we've come a long way, we're changing day to day, but tell me, where do the children play?
It certainly brings back memories for those of us who have memories of listening to Cat Stevens back in the earlier days. And that was, of course, Where Do the Children Play? A question we need to ask of our modern schools. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and I'd like to welcome especially those people who are listening at Radio Bell Island, CJBI, 93.9 FM in Bell Island and throughout Conception Bay. And I'm glad you could join us today. Next up, we have I don't know much about the band, but I know a bit about what they're named after, if that makes any sense. This is called Hedge School, H-E-D-G-E. It's like hedges across the you know, ditches and hedges and so on. And a hedge school was a small, informal, illegal school back in the 18th and 19th century in Ireland. And back in that day, there were acts that said that the Catholic children could not go to school. So it was designed to secretly provide some rudimentary primary education to Catholic children. And you know, part of the idea was to force people to become Anglicans so that they could send their kids to school. But instead, they'd set up this kind of these hedge schools. And it sounds like the classrooms were outside, but they were usually in barns or houses or something like that. And somewhere by the mid-1820s, there were somewhere around 400,000 students who had received their schooling from these hedge schools. And they taught reading and writing and grammar, both English and Irish languages, and maths, the fundamental three R's, which I could never figure out why. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. Like, first of all, there's just one R there. There's reading. Writing starts with a W, by the way, for those of you who've done anything. And arithmetic, obviously, starts with an A. Anyway, that's a whole other train of thought. But even though that under the penal laws, the 1700s especially, when Catholic schools were forbidden, hedge teachers were not really known to be prosecuted. So it was something that by and large, some sort of good sense came in somebody's head, and they decided not to actually prosecute people for following this or breaking this rule. And in fact, they kept official records. The census makers kept official records on how many students were in the hedge schools. So it was a bit of an odd kind of a thing. That's what I know about the hedge schools. I could go on a little bit more about it because it's pretty fascinating, interesting. But the band itself, we know very little about it. In fact, the only recording I've ever found of this band called Hedge School is on a KTEL record. Do you believe like some of you might remember what KTEL was? They were the cat's meow, I suppose, back in the day. You know, the 20 big pop hits and KTEL and so on. But they put out a series of Celtic collection series. So they redid the Hedge School's debut album. And so all we pretty much know is they were a five-piece. They were from Dublin. They did a lot of sort of high-voltage sort of pop stylings of Irish tunes. But this is one of their original tunes. It's a little less voltage, maybe. Slightly less Irish, I suppose, than some of their other things. But what is Irish anymore, anyways?
In times of hardship and of trouble, when strangers walked upon the land, hid amongst the fields and fields, never to be found. The tenant farmers had no vision of even the pride of his land. God save the Irish man, he's a foreigner on his land. Trees and bushes, we taught our young in secrecy, and through the eyes of their innocence, to carry on our legacy, to live or die for what is true. As I sit here amongst my hedge, God save the Irish man. Save the Irish man, he's a foreigner on his land. God save the Irish man, he's a foreigner on his land. God save the Irish man. He's a foreigner on his land.
And that is the band called Hedge School doing a track called Hedge School from a KTEL record. There you go. You can just hear them jamming away in the background there. That is Irish music today, isn't it? So we're close to the end of the show, and thanks for joining me on this show. I hope you can join next week as well, or listen on the other on the internet and so on. I'm choosing between two songs to end off, and this one, I know this isn't a school song per se. It has nothing to do with, well, it does, but I've always associated it with this time of year, and it's probably because of the first two lines in the song. Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you. It's late September, and you really should be back at school. And somehow, maybe it was just, we always used to sing that to each other when we were going back to school, in high school. And this, it's like, you know, certain Silent Night, you sing at Christmas time, Maggie May, you sing in September. I don't know. It's maybe you're like that. If you are, give me a call, you know, an email at ivan@boar.ca. But I can't just play anything, so I'm going to play a version of this done by a bunch of bluegrass pickers. So they're taking, it's a takeoff on Maggie May, so it might sound different. And the beauty of a takeoff like this is that you can sing along, right? If you know the tune. Anyway, thanks for joining me, and take care, and hope to see you, hear you, talk to you next week.